other dimensions. Be life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia.
Hello, I'm Sylvia Avery, and welcome to the Spirits Work Show, the show that's designed to help you unravel the truth about the nature of your existence, your physical and non-physical existence. Through our gifts of mediumship, my husband and I are able to bring you communication direct from the spirit world, from deeply loving but highly evolved people who care about our welfare and the well-being of our planet. The idea is that armed with knowledge, we can become self-empowered by creating our own reality based on truth and the awareness of the bigger picture of life.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bloginservice.com and bbsradio.com on Mondays at 12 o'clock midnight Eastern Standard Time and every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we also have another show called Spirit Teaching on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to know more about us, our books and our work, we suggest you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. I'm a deep trance medium, and on the show each week I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who had an earth life 300 years ago, and because he is the spokesperson for a group of highly evolved individuals from all walks of life and specialist subjects, we are able to bring knowledge and wisdom that could never be gained in any other way. When I go into trance, my consciousness and my spirit will be taken elsewhere. Gregory will borrow my body to speak with you, and I will not know of anything that has transpired during this time. So I'll say goodbye for now.
Okay.
That's the end of my bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Miss. Okay. All right, thanks. Sometime after Gregory's physical death in 1723, Gregory was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of an educational group, and they wanted to help the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life, to assist us on a road to recovery and raise the vibration of the planet. This group is called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of many high minds and experts from all avenues, including ordinary people who have a valuable input to make. This is why through our shows and our books, we hope to cover just about every subject conceivable. It's all about observations and facts, and this may also then help those who are to come after us, who want to have a physical life on Earth. Our aim as the mediums for the group is to be able to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit, to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and hopefully to restore the balance and the well-being of the planet. Anyway, I think Gregory's here now.
Good morning, dear V.
Good morning, Gregory. How are you
once
today?
Once again, Lynn, I am absolutely very well, thank you very much, as well as can be expected, I suppose one could say, but actually as well as I have ever been, have ever felt, never better.
Good.
And it is with absolute love, obviously, that we are here. It is our intention that we are here, that we bring of ourselves this time.
And today's subject is called The Power of Intention.
Yes.
Would you like to start?
Very well then. Thank you. The power of intention and what you may think of it, what you may know of it, is to do with not only your physical actions, not only your thoughts and how you acquire thoughts. It is with the metal of energy you use to bring about thoughts into focusing in your life. Thoughts may be all well and good to have in your mind, but if it is that you are to illuminate them in a physical way, you must have an intent to realize what it is you wish to achieve through those thoughts. It is the way of energy that you produce in bringing thoughts together which aligns your intention to use them. If they are thoughts of intense negativity, for example, then your actual intention, though already negatively disposed, will be to create greater force within this energy, because your intention is to create harm. The reason why your intention is to create harm is because of the effect this energy has upon you. If you then look at what negativity actually is and how it inspires further negativity within you, you may observe that through the actual intention you bring to yourself, to your mind, that you have a kind of feeling which comes from the energy you release. This in itself brings about a physical reaction to your physical being. Your well-being is not something that is included in this. You do not think, perhaps, of whether in the long term this negative action will harm you or have an effect upon you. What you gravitate toward, in fact, is the actual energy that you feel. It may not be that to others the energy you release is a good energy. The whole point about understanding what energy is and your intention to use it is displayed in exactly how you feel the emotions that are attached to that energy. If your intention is to use something of extreme negativity, you will already have been dominated by the pheromonic activity that physically surrounds you in producing that energy, because it will heighten certain awareness points of activity, excitement, perhaps. That is why so many people may be locked in a negative source of whatever their intention is. So, what of positivity? This is something, obviously, that is surrounded in well-being. It gives you great sense of satisfaction, of creation, if you bring about the power of positivity within your intention to use. If your intention then is to bring about this positive force, perhaps to help or aid others, this in itself will release other pheromonic active situations of chemical events within you which will help you to feel better about what your intention has been. This then will have an ongoing effect within the chain reaction event field within your mind, something that is perhaps connected loosely to the physical tissue of your life, and yet it is through your power of intention that you have created this. You have felt well, you have brought about an idea of value to yourself because you feel you wish to plant further worth in your journey. This in itself releases a sense of well-being within you. If you have this creation of an intention to use something of beauty for self or for others, it will bring a release of the sense of awareness of your offering to someone else, not just to better or beautify your own life. So the power of intention is what you bring to your needs of self, whether this is expressed, as I say, in a pleasant light, or whether it is something creating great negativity. This makes no difference, as your power of intention overrides the effect you actually view will make a difference to something else. It is actually the karmic effect that relates to your release of the energy or the idea. So how then can you possibly form new intentions if you are locked in old ideals? Part of many people's problems on your side of life may well be to do with the way in which a being actually is sustained through circular memory movement. This is something which is to do with the way in which past life ideals have accepted and accelerated certain paths of what you do in your life, in your everyday situation.
And you mean past life as in your earlier life, your
yes,
childhood?
Yes, absolutely,
and
so. I am not yes. referring to other no. matters of past
yeah,
life.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, quite so. We are merely talking in now,
yes.
at this moment, and your recent memories or memories of the ways in which you behave as a human being. So if then, for example, you are locked into a swathe of negativity because you are in an ongoing form of crisis in your mind, it may well be your power of intention has to be accelerated past that. Perhaps you may need other tools in order to utilize the space and turn around your power of intention. Instead of being one of accepting negative past demures, past roles, it then accelerates into you wishing to try to adopt greater principles of positivity. Love, for example, may be a very useful ideal emotion to bring to the surface of your life simply to change and turn around and dismantle the actual powers of negativity you are holding to yourself. As many people, you see, will actually hold these negative surges to themselves because it is as though they are regurgitating the pheromonic activity that keeps them active. Do not forget, negativity can only survive with further negativity placed upon it to keep reminding you as a constant venture, which allows your focus to always remain within the past negativity field. Therefore, your power of intention is not fully realized because you are, in fact, not really accessing it at all. Power of intention is to do with new thought, not just reclaiming and regurgitating past deeds or thoughts you may have had. We have to then turn to this regurgitating factor that exists in many people's lives. How you yourself may exhume certain thoughts because perhaps they were deeds that made you feel better about yourself. Perhaps this is a pathway you may need to take in order to overcome negative reaction field events which happen in your life. It may well be that these are little ideals that have to be created as small islands of pleasure and activity that you once engaged in, so to remind you that these are possibilities in your life ahead, that you do not have to dwell in this negative zone in order to keep that activity as a precedent, and to keep it going, you see?
Like little breaks of sunshine in between clouds.
Yes, quite so. Mm. It is there to remind you, perhaps, so that if you are helped to focus upon that activity, this will be something that will show you that, yes, you are actually capable of this thing. It isn't something that is just a psychological play, but something that is a very real aspect of what your intention field may be. If you want to actually really focus away from negativity, it may be something that is actually quite difficult for a human being to do. Because, as I say, the negative cycle, the actual drug of it, the dependency of this form of abuse that some people make within their lives, is as though they are centering and focusing only on that because it is as though it is a lifeline that helps them to retain their reality, because that is their reality of now. What you have to change is the vocabulary of what now really is. in this respect, you need to readdress your power of intention to something that is positive, to focus on that positivity and create new ideas, bring in new thoughts, bear them to your mind so that you may grow forward in your intention to use those thoughts and help you to feel well again. Healing is something that very often is brought to the surface of this situation to help you change your intention from one of negativity to one of adopting positive principles in your life.
Yes, many people can't remember being any other way than sad or depressed or,
yes,
you know,
exactly so,
sad things happen to me every day. This is me. This is my life. I'm a failure. I'm just,
yes,
you know.
It is, however, not just that this is an isolated incident. You must understand that many people perhaps who live in extreme poverty or who live in a certain area which is perhaps known for a high crime rate or a high level of violence, perhaps it is to do with the negative cloud within that place. Perhaps it is to do with the actual look of the buildings themselves that people live in. Perhaps it is to do with the lack of vibrancy of people's intention to operate in goodwill. And that is something which, just because the negativity is seeped within those places, within that environment, the immediate surrounding, shall we say, it is something that brings your power of intention to focus only on the negative field events and not toward positive situations and intents that may appear upon the horizon of your life. It may be for many people that because they are in this negative field and void, that their ability to focus on actual physical things, new ideas that may bring a positive approach, actually merely reiterate negative folds, purely because that is what they are used to addressing, to feeling within themselves. Negativity can often be a very great comforter to someone, just to enable them really to stay within that particular vibration or feeling at home within a specific situation. So we hope then that you can see by this that through these different situations, if you are locked in a particular vibration, it may be difficult to turn this situation around so that you may look at things from an objective point of view. As I say, some particular areas may be prone to this form of negativity. It really means that you have to work that bit harder in order to bring about an intention of use for positive change in your life.
Yeah, so basically if you are surrounded by a negative people, a negative area and situations all the time, that is going to be a lot harder for you to break out of that negative way of pattern of thinking.
Yes.
That is so familiar to you.
Yes. Familiarity breeds contempt. It is actually a known understanding that if one individual uses this recycled behavior, it will be that they will feel a sense of unworthiness and inability to be able to step beyond those feelings, and they actually become something of a security to that person.
Especially as you don't know, you can't remember yourself as being any other way, and you don't know what you want to do with your life because you feel negative. It's a catch-22 situation.
Yes, quite so.
So you just think, well, this is how I am. So would you say that like attracts like?
In certain events, I would have to say that if you are intensified in your feelings of negativity, then you will have negative situations continue to build up upon you. You will fail to see roads ahead or doorways or windows of opportunity that may arrive at your doorstep. You will fail to see them simply because you do not expect them. Their vibration may be higher than you can ever think to attain yourself because your power of intention has depleted to such a low level. So therefore, it becomes, as I say, this cyclical event. How you actually change this is often something of great difficulty, and throughout a society, it may be that it needs help from beyond your own ability to actually transform the environment, perhaps. Urban renewal is something that very often attends to these problems on face value. The issue then is how to actually change the attitude of the people who are living within it.
Mm.
It is one thing to change the environment, but you still have a great many negative feeling people feeding off this negative frenzy that they continue to regurgitate within their lives.
Mm.
How to actually turn around people's views and focus to understand what they are seeing and being in now is not what was in the past. Their reflection, however, may be constant for a time, to be focused in the past, because that is continuing a feeling that they were used to experiencing in their lives.
Plus, in situations like that, in a city situations of where there's maybe, you know, gangs and graffiti everywhere, and there's ego, there's power and control and violence and that sort of thing. And it's very difficult for people to deal with, to break through that and create something beautiful.
Yes, because naturally so, the behaviour orientates what is actually happening within the environment. And this is something that is a pervading course of action. Now, it may well be that these situations are, if you like, a kind of poverty of the mind. How do you address a poverty of the mind if you cannot actually transform the whole being into something else to teach them to step away from the cycle of events they have been used to dealing with? It is quite very much the same when you have attitudes which are to do with perhaps language barriers or social other attitudes which are to do with race. All of these things bring poverty of the mind into that as being the sharp point of focus for people's attention. So they have actually consumed themselves with the attention of the event, of the situation that surrounds them, that perhaps you may have one group of people who are obviously intent racially to be disharmonic. That is their intention to do that because of their own cycle of events which have happened in their lives. Perhaps they are being compromised in their life in some small personal way which then has been adopted and changed and the original situation obliterated purely and simply to be changed by this new motivational force.
They take it out on whoever, in whatever way. They take it out on other people, things that have happened
on
to them.
On people, on buildings, on whatever of their environment that they can actually force a change to, simply because they lack the courage to change themselves and their own motivation of thinking, look and view of their lives. People fail to take responsibility for what they created, which in fact means that their intention is dishonorable. This form of act of dishonor then means you feel less valued of yourself. If you feel less valued of yourself, you will feel angry at your impoverished mind, your inability to be able to create something of worth that you know that you are always told, perhaps, morally speaking, you should try to ascend to in your life. Therefore, we have to show human beings how to use their positivity in their whole issue, in their whole auric field, in their whole energy that they bring about toward others. This energy needs to change into something of positivity, and you must begin this with an intention to understand the difference between what a negative energy can do to you and to your surroundings, to your actual behavior, and what other people feel like as a result of that negative energy. Now, I am well aware, having said that, that many people may feel that in their negative field, they receive great understanding, great empowerment from achieving some form of success, even if that is a negative success.
Yeah, attention and...
Yes, yes. Quite so.
They're noticed.
They will perhaps maybe feel invigorated by the success of someone else's failure. They may even feel invigorated by someone else's illness or the harm that they create for them.
They've achieved something. It doesn't matter what it is. They've
yes.
achieved something. They've seen a result of something that they have done.
Absolutely.
I am
so.
Noticed.
Yes, I have achieved something. Whether that was something of fear is not the point. The point was that they have achieved something.
People are taking notice of me.
Yes, and this in itself strengthens the field of negative violence they have brought about and initiated in their life. So this means then that you actually have quite an uphill struggle to actually turn around this point of fact and say, well, this is actually a violent situation that you have brought disgrace to yourself. It isn't a situation of courage that you bring to your life, but rather it is something of an impoverished mind that has created it.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about the power of intention. Welcome. So there is a law of attraction.
There is a law of attraction, friend. A universal law.
Yes.
Yes. So the power of intention, then, this has to be something you are bringing about a change of focus. This is what you need to do. And to perhaps bring some minds into feeling or to understanding this change of focus is needed, is where you have to perhaps produce the most work. So what we are saying is that if you bring healing to someone or to a particular area, it isn't just enough to bring it healing. It is something that you have to change the whole mode of what occurs in that area, so to make them feel better about where they live or why they are living there. So if it is to do with a person's house, you would actually change the situation of the inner environment, perhaps create beautiful colours to allow that person to ascend into a more graceful feeling, even when they are first waking up. The power of intention begins really with the moment you open your eyelids. It is very often the first thoughts that come into your mind of the day that will depict how your day will unravel if you allow it. If you do not hold the reins of your life, but merely just allow it to interact upon you, then if your first thoughts are ones of negativity, you may continue to allow those thoughts to compound your life into a feeling that you are trapped in some way. What you would have to do is to learn to adopt the principle of being able to actually confine your thoughts or to limit them. If they are coming as negative waves upon you, you must learn how to dissipate these thoughts, to disallow them to enter into your life. If you actually form a way of thinking which is more empowering to yourself, more positive, then you will have a brighter day, obviously. How you actually turn this around is, in the first instance, never go to bed with a bad thought. If you have a bad thought, you must try to resolve it. Or, if it is about something you cannot resolve, that is, usually bad or negative thoughts are to do with something you have already created, which has not turned out as you would have expected or as you would have liked. In that case, it is something of your past. It is something that has been there and that you have dealt with. In constantly reminding yourself of your inability to focus in this, you are continuing to regurgitate the energy and allow it to sustain in your life. Learn how to, first of all, focus away from this thought by allowing your mind to come to a still state. By doing this, you will see that there is a space, a void of nothing. A space where you may create new thoughts, not regurgitating ones of your memory, but actually bringing out a focus of a new thought, bearing it, allowing it to be born into your mind. So if you then go to bed, go to sleep with this new thought within your mind, you will then have altered the course of how your mind works. Therefore, when you wake up in the morning, try to attract your mind to the new thought you had before you went to sleep. If you had dreams in your night that have disturbed you, focus away from those and instead bring your power of intention to focus on the good thoughts that you had of yourself. If you cannot think of good thoughts about yourself or ideas being born in your mind of relevant positivity, if you cannot think of these, then perhaps you need to plainly observe it physically. So try to think of good things, possibilities may occur to you that have ever occurred to you in your life, if you need to be retrospective about it, if you need to look backward in your life.
Write them down, make a list.
Write them down, make a list. In that way, you can focus on those thoughts and events, those situations that have benefited you. You see, by doing this, you are able to focus on your ability to change from the negativity you feel. In this way, when you awaken in the morning, or whenever that is, you will be able to refocus your event horizon for that day in a new way, simply by being still, simply by adopting this different principle of moving away from what you thought of yourself in the past, into accepting new challenges and possibilities that may be ahead of you.
And imagine yourself in the position of being this new person, and this is what you will look like, and this is what it will feel like, and this is what I want to be, and actually try and impress into your very being that you are this person. You are this successful, happy person.
Yes, absolutely so. And it only needs one idea to do this. It only needs one thought of yourself. I understand that many perhaps may not be feeling that empowered by their look, by how they are, by their life experience thus far, simply because it has not brought any imagination to them. Or perhaps there are feelings of low self-esteem or self-worth, simply because of past actions and events. In this situation, you have to merely change the events you bring into your mind. I know this is not easy, because you are attracted to those things you feel safe with within your life that are regurgitated feelings.
Plus we get labelled and we get put into boxes, categories. Other people do this for us and we also do it ourselves.
Yes, quite so. Your intent has to be to create this different situation for yourself. It has to be that you focus for this situation to come upon your life. You have to give it some attention. Otherwise, if you lack enthusiasm about this, you will merely respond to it in another negative way. You see, re-empowering your facet of life, you are unable to bring about any change because of your distraction of your past events and the way that that has upon you.
Hmm. So never go to bed with a bad thought. And then when you wake up in the morning, you try to reinvent and carry on with this new you, new thought patterns. What about the situation? Sometimes we feel that people around us don't actually make us feel very good about ourselves, with people, particularly our friends even. So you say surrounding ourselves with bright colours and things that make us feel happy. What about the people that we surround ourselves with?
Yes, this, of course, will have a very great effect upon you, particularly for those who actually you find very draining upon your life source. It may be you almost feel tired after having met them.
And it can be even family.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's obviously friends and family that we're worried about, because other than that, we can maybe try and avoid.
Yes, quite so. These relationships will be something that are very difficult to take for many people. Their spiritual experience may not be enough to underpin their way or their look on these relationships. It may be one person actually feels, although they have a greater sense of spirituality perhaps, that still in meeting these offspring, loved ones, family members, friends, whatever it is, their energy being so different to yours, or because they are in a cycle event of their own negativity, that they just feel, even though they are trying to share their problem with you, what they are actually doing is encroaching upon your space and bringing your vibration level into their vibration level.
Mm.
And that is why you feel depleted. It is as though they are actually sucking away your energy, which in fact is what they are doing.
Mm. That's difficult when it's loved ones, either friends or family, it's loved ones.
It is extremely difficult because there is great love between you, perhaps because you feel you are in some way responsible for them, particularly if it is a family member.
Mm.
It may be that they have something at issue with them, something of an illness or whatever, and that it is a complicated situation that you have to deal with in order to help them overcome it. Perhaps it isn't something that they can readily overcome, that they are even on medication in order to try to help them. Sometimes these medications do not properly work, are not accessible to that being, because they do not account for the differences between different beings and how they may respond to certain specifics of medication itself.
Mm.
These can be complicated situations that have to obviously be understood by those trying to bring about an effective change. It may be then that all you need to do is in the first instance to learn to protect oneself in that field of environment. If you know that you are going to be having a conversation with this loved one who is so far afflicted, it may be that you need to protect yourself from this exchange of negativity.
As a form of management.
Yes, quite so. So you are not changing your power of intention or altering it in any way. You are merely protecting yourself from those cycles of events which have a damaging effect upon you. After all, if you are then brought to a low ebb, as well as they, it will be difficult for you to help them. Naturally, because of the situation of love that is between you, as I say, you will feel a need, an urgency perhaps, to try to help resolve this situation. It may not be that your action is what is necessarily needed. Sometimes it may be that just listening to the event is action indeed, and that was actually what they needed. You will be able to do this without using your focusing of positive thoughts and situations to analyze the situation and resolve it. Sometimes you need to step back and just really be there for that being to be able to use you as a sounding board. In this case, you do not need to have these energies actually coming into your being. So you need to learn how to actually affect a way of
screening
or deflecting these images of energy from you. And you would do this again through ways of meditation, of being able to bring about this focus of your intention to yourself. You need to learn to protect yourself first and foremost. Learn how to understand that what you change in your mind can be something for the better. It doesn't have to be a regurgitation of past events. Now, it may well be that you are within a particular area then. How do you exactly define outside? How do you link with the world outside of that area if all you are experiencing within it is something of extreme negativity? As I say, you need to change your immediate environment. Alter the way in which you perceive yourself by paying a little more attention to yourself, to the way you look and feel.
And brighten up, since a few things spring to mind, you know, if you've only got a yard and you're looking at a brick wall, if you can do some hanging baskets or something like that, flowers in the garden, in pots.
Yes, plants are usually a very good way of bringing a difference to your life. Plants very often help people to feel more invigorated by their living space, purely and simply because it helps you to relax. The different shapes of leaves, actually having a different focus away from the normal situations, the normal things that you would see in your room, will change the whole attitude of the room itself.
So do people like, there's certain people that just swan through life. They don't particularly seem to get bothered about anything in this way that we've been talking, negativity and drawn to the ground. Bill Gates is an extreme example, but there are people that are, they just swan along and they don't get involved in depression or they don't get put off by their goal. They know what they want and they just go for it.
Yes, quite so. Exactly, because their intention is one of vibrancy. A new idea comes to mind, is born within themselves, or is brought about by their exchange with someone else, which triggers off a set of ideals, a set of possibilities. And it is to do with your intention to latch upon those possibilities and create from them.
It's like riding a wave, a confidence wave.
Yes, exactly so. The more that you feel empowered because of your success of creating from your intention in the first place, it means that this is a symbol of your success, your wellness to properly evaluate situations for good intent.
Mm. So where does luck come into all of this? Because certain people seem lucky. Is that all part of this same thing?
Certain
riding the
beings wave? Are really, in their intention of use, what they are doing is they are finding themselves at the right place at the right time, making the right decisions because of their intuitive state, or because, in fact, they are actually very closely tied to their spirit, and so they are actually reacting upon the inner voice, upon what your own intuitive state is bringing to you. Act now, do this, do that.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
And so it becomes a point where they do not have to focus and pinpoint the thought or try to bring it about, try to bear it within themselves. They merely have to move with the actual flow of events.
Mm.
And this in itself creates their own ambiance,
mm.
which continues to allow them to thrive and push forward in their life.
Mm. Do you recommend affirmations? For this, for
yes,
creating this power
so.
Of intention. And
it is one of the real fields, I suppose, of when you are focusing, you are writing out your list of good intentions, perhaps of yourself. You are writing about the things which are good that you can achieve. Those thoughts and feelings you may improve upon and bring into your life are things for you to focus on. And these are actually positive stances you may make in your life, which just simply by reinventing yourself in this way, you may then have very short, shallow memories, perhaps even of this one simple day's events. They have been day's events of positivity and change for the better. Remind yourself of these events and what they have created for you.
So you can actually reinvent yourself. You can decide, like,
yes.
Tomorrow morning, I am going to reinvent myself.
Yes, I am no longer going to be feeding on this negativity.
It's recognizing it, isn't it, as well? Recognizing that you're slipping back into those old ways.
Yes, quite so.
Because people think sometimes of negativity as being, you know, well, I'm not a negative person. I do try and be optimistic, but they don't actually realize in what ways that they are, they do become negative.
Yes, quite so. Absolutely. So it is really amount of focusing this positive wave and having an ability to continue to do that. Yes, there will be times when you may step backwards, you may lose that projection. This is not something that is false. Maybe something that you have to bring a lot of focus and attention to in the first place, in order to turn your ship around, in order to establish a pattern of courage that will come from achieving certain goals you have already set. Do not try to set things that you cannot achieve. Begin with the smallest thing, if you wish. If you will something into your life, then make it something you can attain within just a few minutes or within a few hours of your day. Do not try to bring about something of great momentous possibility you will fail to achieve, then will only re-establish your link to failure.
Yes, you can have an image in your mind of the goal of the type of person you want to be and that you are determined to become, but not to try and actually get there in one fell swoop.
Yes,
take baby steps to get there.
Absolutely so.
So that you don't,
This will then re-empower what you already feel about yourself because you have already achieved certain elements of change in your life. You have initiated the focus away from those feelings of the past events. It is difficult, I know. Many people will find great difficulty in this field of focusing simply because they are unused to dealing with these issues in such a responsive way. In admitting one's faults and learning to set them aside and move on from them is something many face and many have great difficulty in overcoming.
Yes, well, people in the situation of being so low, with low self-esteem, actually probably keep trying to open the same door because they think that that is the thing that they should be doing to break out of this and keep going down the same path.
Yes.
Whereas that's because actually they're not focusing properly with their power of intention. They're just regurgitating the thoughts and feelings and their failed attempts to get out of their so-called despair in their life.
Yes.
They keep failing because they keep trying the same things.
Yes.
They need to slightly change course in their attitude.
Yes. And instead of thinking I can't or I am unable, think I am, I will. I know I can.
And just do something about it. Just
and
do
make
something.
It become something of your life. Absolutely so.
You don't have to know what it is that you want to do, the thing that's going to make it for you, do you? Because it's just, as you go along, different doors will open.
Exactly
so. As you become more confident.
Exactly so. Many people do not actually have a focus field of what they really want to achieve in their life. They just know that perhaps they are unhappy at what they have achieved thus far. In which case, what they need to do is to change the action of their events to refocus their field into a different way of giving to something else. Not giving into negativity, but giving forward positive empowerment to allow you to actually have a different day. A different attitude in that day will actually bring other people into your life who also react differently to you because of your different attitude. Therefore, you will achieve situations of happiness and achievement instead of this other backward spiral.
People tend to be a lot happier in the summer. They come out of winter feeling so depressed.
Lack of sun.
It is purely a lack of sun.
Yes, a lack of sunlight, in fact. Even in midwinter, if you have a day that is not covered in cloud, there will still be happy faces. There will still be those who are empowered by that experience that they face and feel. It is simply because you depend upon it to give you warmth and creation. You depend upon it for your well-being. This is something that perhaps you need to remind yourself of, that when you awake in the morning, you should try to rise like the sun on a new day, because that is what you are. You are being born again in a new day, and in this respect, your life can change completely, just as though it is that a new flower opens in that new day. It will be that with your intention in your mind to do something of grace to yourself, or something of honor and pleasure for yourself, not to regurgitate past issues, because the sun never shines the same on every day. It is always doing something slightly different. You may not see it, you may not observe it, but in fact the activity upon the sun itself is always changing and evolving.
And if you keep going down the same path to failure, then try something new. Open a different door.
Yes, quite so.
Experiment.
Look at your behavior. Look at the things that you regimentally do in your life, in your day, the way you split it into different segments of cycles of events. The problem with many human beings is that they are very much focused upon that is the way I do things,
mm.
rather than understanding that that way of doing things is something that is entrapping to the focus of new intention of what you may come to achieve outside of that event you have encapsulated in your life.
Mm, yes.
Now, I also am aware that many beings on your side of life do not like change, do not assimilate with change, do not find that helpful or empowering. In fact, it makes them feel wobbly. Mm. It makes them feel as though they are teetering on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And many people require the same situations and actions in their life in order to feel safe.
Mm.
That is because fear is something that is rife in your environment. Because fear itself discourages you opening the door, opening the box to change your current events.
Mm.
It means that this in itself can lock you into this form of behavior. If you simply look within your mind, first of all, change just simply the way you think, as I say, by bringing this focus of attention away from situations you have faced in your past and not dealt with, by allowing these windows of spaces in your mind when no thoughts are there. Through meditation you may do this, through becoming still, through being able to take times out of your life, of your day's events, so that at times when you may be quiet, instead of watching media or whatever it is, being using that as a tool to escape your present reality, sit and focus on stilling your mind, adopting these tools which will enable you for further self-empowerment. In this way, you will in fact be able to overcome these reaches instead of just trying to use something else to focus you away from the ugly moments in your life. So it is as though you are dreaming within it. You really need to take full advantage of your mind, your mental ability, so that whatever intention you adopt in your ideas of your mind, whatever these intentions are actually active, that you are able to use your mind. This is an engagement. This is something that you need to cooperate with, that you need to be able to engage in order that it works properly for you. If you do not use your mind to the fullest extent, you become a slave to events and realities around you, not you having a focused attention upon it. Not you intending and using your thoughts and your feelings to create change yourself.
Mm. Yes. So you have to grow it.
Grow it within like the flower you are.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Do not forget, deep within you is a perfect aspect of yourself. You only need to find it. You only need to focus upon that once you have found it. And then all will be well.
So you actually exercise your mind by actually stilling it and going within with your meditation.
Yes,
because you are connecting with it again. And
yes, exactly. And you are learning to bring about control so that you do not allow negative thoughts and feelings to overpower you.
Mm.
In that way, you are able to limit the destruction that ugly thoughts have upon you.
Mm. And becoming more in control of that thought pattern.
Yes, quite so.
Well, that's just really wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so. It is with love and light as always.
Thank you, Gregory.
Be well.
Yeah, thank you.
Good day.
Good day. And if anybody is interested in learning more about what we've been talking about, we have some books. We have The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird, and particularly Spirit Within and Spirit Walks with Gregory will be very helpful for you for self-empowerment and discover the reality of exactly who you are and your place in this world. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-2.com. www.greg-teaching.com, and you can get our books on the website or from bookstores or from Amazon.com. And as, don't forget, we have another radio show on Tuesdays on artistfirst.com as well. Details are also on our site. So we hope you've enjoyed the show, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogist.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.